Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is with pleasure that I welcome you to a new session of the COBEG broadcast series. My colleagues have discussed two of the core values of the bank, namely leadership and meritocracy. I hope you are digesting the thought-provoking points raised on the various sub-values of these two core values. Today, we will continue the discussion by looking at another important core value of the bank, which is learning. In particular, we shall concentrate on self-development. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English language defines self-development as taking personal responsibility for one's own learning and development through a process of assessment, reflection, and action by continually updating skills, remain marketable in the workplace, and determine future career direction. According to the Business Network Dictionary, self-development is the acquisition of knowledge, skills, and experience for the purpose of enhancing individual performance and self-perception. It is led by the individual in contrast to employee development, which is initiated by an employing organization. Self-development therefore means effort made towards self-fulfillment, either through formal study programs or other personal endeavors. It involves the enhancement of one's intellectual, spiritual, social, and psychological well-being. According to a famous Chinese teacher and philosopher, the perfecting of oneself is the fundamental base of all progress and all moral development. The implication of this is that for the bank to continually achieve its mandates, we must all strive to develop ourselves beyond what the bank provides in terms of training and development. A collection of developed individuals makes a developed institution. It is in recognition of this that the bank has provided various windows of opportunity through which employees can engage themselves in self-development. These avenues include the provision of e-learning facility on the bank net, the availability of a paid website for international journals, the study leave program, the secondment policy, the bank's leave of absence policy, and part-time study policy. At this juncture, it may be necessary to pause and ask, how many of us have really made use of the free e-learning facility on Microsoft Access, Word, Excel, and database courses which the bank has provided? How many employees have taken advantage of the bank's magnanimity to enroll for or engage in part-time study? These questions have become pertinent because some of us allow the laudable opportunities provided by the bank to waste away because of the pursuit of material things. Consequently, we misplace our priorities in life. According to Anthony Robbins, in the great inspirational quotes, most people never feel secure because they are always worried that they will lose their job, lose the money they have made, lose their spouse, lose their health, and so on. The only true security in life, therefore, comes from knowing that every single day you are improving yourself in some way, that you are increasing the caliber of who you are, and that you are valuable to your company, your friends, and your family. Indeed, Barack Obama, the current president of the United States of America, capped it off at his Knox College commencement address in 2005, where he emphasized self-development over material pursuit, when he said that, and I quote, "Focusing your life solely on making money shows a certain poverty of ambition. It asks too little of yourself. When we develop ourselves, we increase our self-worth. Self-worth is the part of our personality that determines our personal value and importance. Deeply seated within us, self-worth strongly influences our attitude and behavior, and in turn, our success or failure. When one does not develop himself or herself properly, it limits performance and self-worth. The resulting effects are that the person experiences more emotional problems, social discomfort, rejection, and becomes resistance to change. I'm sure none of us want to fall into this category. Therefore, the need to develop oneself cannot be overemphasized. How then can we effectively develop ourselves? I have the following suggestions to make. Assess your current skills and interests. Maintain a learning diary to help you analyze what you are learning from work experiences. Write a personal vision and mission statement. Develop a personal plan that identifies your learning needs and goals. Find a mentor who can provide you with support, advice, and assistance in your career direction. Become involved in professional organizations. Read professional journals and trade magazines to be current on the latest developments in your field. When we are able to do all this, we will certainly become informed, confident, vibrant, and can give our best. But we can only give such things as we have. It is when we are full of knowledge and experience garnered through self-development, in addition to the bank's training and capacity building programs, that we'll be able to meaningfully contribute our quota to the overall goals of the bank. I hope you will enlist yourself in a self-development program today without compromising the bank's working hours and performance standards. Thank you, and God bless you.